Oh, Vanaspatim Vyasam Tatodayam Dirayet. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Text 4, Chapter 4, Text 63. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Aham Bhakta Paradino.
Aham Bhakta Paradino.
Yasvatantra Ijadvija.
Yasvatantra Ijadvija.
Sadhuvir Grasta Hridayo.
Sadhuvir Grasta Hridayo.
Bhaktar Bhakta Janapriya.
Bhaktar Bhakta Janapriya.
Aham Bhakta Paradino.
Aham Bhakta Paradino.
Yasvatantra Ivadvija.
Yasvatantra Ivadvija.
Sadhubir Grasta Hridayo.
Sadhubir Grasta Hridayo.
Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya.
Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya.
Aham Bhakta Paradino.
Aham Bhakta Paradino.
Yasvatantra Hividvija.
Yasvatantra Hividvija.
Sadhubir Grasta Hridayo.
Sadhubir Grasta Hridayo.
Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya.
Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya.
Aham Bhakta Paradino.
Aham Yasvatantra Ivadvija. Jivanu Asha, Ahamata Parabino, Yasatantra Ivarbija, Sadhu Vigrasta Vidayo, Bhagavad Gita Janapriya.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Aham Bhakta Paradino,
Aham Bhakta Paradino,
Yasvatantra Ivadvija,
Yasvatantra Ivadvija,
Sadhu Virgasta Vijayo,
Sadhu Virgasta Vijayo,
Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya,
Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya.
Shri Bhagavan
Uvacha,
Aham
Bhakta Paradino, Yasvatantra Ivadvija, Sadhu Virgasta Vidayo, Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Aham Bhakta Paradino,
Yasvatantra Ivadvija, Sadhu Virgasta Vidayo, Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Aham,
Aham,
I,
Bhakta Paradina, Bhakta Paradina,
I am dependent on the will of my devotees,
I am dependent on the will of my devotees,
he, indeed,
Asvatantra, Asvatantra,
am not independent.
I am not independent.
Eva,
Eva,
exactly like that.
Exactly like that.
Dvija,
Dvija,
O Brahmana,
O Brahmana,
Sadhuvir,
Sadhuvir,
by pure devotees,
by pure devotees,
completely free from all material desires,
completely free from all material desires.
Grasta Hridaya,
Grasta Hridaya,
my heart is controlled,
my heart is controlled.
Bhaktai,
Bhaktai,
because they are devotees,
because they are devotees.
Bhakta Janapriya,
Bhakta Janapriya,
I am dependent not only on my devotee,
I am dependent not only on my devotee,
but also on my devotee's devotee.
But also on my devotee's devotee.
The devotee's devotee is extremely dear to me.
The devotee's devotee is extremely dear to me.
Lord Chaitanya said, even a dog in the house of Srinivas Thakur is dear to me. Is this simultaneous translation?
Yes.
So even a dog, not just. In other words, anyone that's dear to Krishna, that's a devotee, is dear to the Lord. Anyone that's dear to a devotee is also dear to the Lord. And Lord Nrsimhadev made this point very graphically clear when speaking to Prahlad Maharaj. Pardon me if I walk a little bit. I'll make feedback.
Okay. I'm watching.
You're watching.
You're just too close.
Okay. So Lord Nrsimhadev told Prahlad, Prahlad was asked to request a benediction. So the benediction he asked for was that his father be delivered. And Lord Nrsimhadev said, not only your father, your father's father, his father, his father, 21 generations, backwards and forwards. Future generations will also be delivered. This gives some idea how dear the devotees and the devotees of the devotees, relatives of the devotees, dogs of the devotees, how dear they are to the Lord. It's not difficult for the Lord to deliver 21 generations of devotees. We may think that's a big task. It may be a big task for ordinary people to do that. It's not a big task for the Lord. In fact, the Lord was so pleased with Vasudeva Datta. Vasudeva Datta is a great devotee, and he had the desire that all the living entities in the universe should be delivered, and he was prepared to take all their sinful reactions himself, remain in the material world. That would be a long time if you consider all the living entities in the universe and all their sinful reactions. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, don't worry about it. They're all delivered by your mercy. And he delivered all the souls in the universe. So it's not difficult. The example is given. If a person has a big, large load of mustard seeds, and if one mustard seed falls out, the owner of the mustard seed bag doesn't care. Mustard seed, that's okay. So, if one universe closes up, the Lord doesn't consider it a loss. There's innumerable universes. So if one universe, everyone becomes a devotee, or everyone becomes delivered by the mercy of the devotee. The Lord is not lamenting, oh, one of the universes closed up.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahman, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cores of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me.
The Lord is the reservoir of all wonderful qualities. Whatever good qualities we have ever experienced in anything comes from Him. And He's the reservoir of all good qualities. So, when we meet someone who's grateful, gratefulness is a wonderful quality. If you give a present to someone and they're so thankful, say, oh, thank you so much. This is so wonderful, this gift. It means so much to me. I've never had a gift mean so much to me. And they go on and on. I remember once, when I was a little boy, we had I was in some kind of, I think Cub Scouts or something like that. So one of the activities was that we were all supposed to make something for our parents, our mother. It was Mother's Day or something. So we were supposed to make something out of clay. So I wasn't very artistic. But anyway, I made an ashtray for my mother. And it wasn't exactly very artistic, our ashtray. But I gave it to her, and she said, "Oh, this is so nice." She moved off all the other ashtrays, and she put this ashtray right in the middle of the table. Said, "This is the best ashtray I've ever gotten." So I felt wonderful. I felt like, this is great. The labor that I underwent to make the ashtray, it was all worth it. And I'm sure that she realized that it wasn't very artistic or very nice. But she didn't care about that. She was just pleased that I had made some offering to her. So where does this... So we appreciate when someone's grateful. But how grateful is Krishna? How grateful is God? Unlimitedly grateful. And He has unlimited to reciprocate. Like when Draupadi was in her time of trial. She was being dragged into the court and they tried to disrobe her unceremoniously. And she tried different things, but ultimately, even though Krishna wasn't personally there, he was in Dvarka. He was fighting with Shalva. That's why he wasn't there. But anyway, she called out for Krishna, and Krishna came. And you know the story. But later on he said, because Draupadi said, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, I'm eternally in her debt. I cannot forget her." Krishna accepts even the tiniest little speck of service. He repays it billions and trillions of times. And his return is so great, we can't imagine. Sometimes we're thinking, does Krishna know the difficulties I'm going through? Does Krishna appreciate what I'm doing? Yes, Krishna knows. He knows everything. He's reciprocating. But he may present that reciprocation at a later time, when we're more prepared to appreciate it. It's like if the doctor sometimes receives patients that are in trauma, traumatized, and the doctor's trying to treat the patient, and the patient's hitting the doctor. But the doctor continues to treat him and help him. Later on the patient realizes, "Oh, I was trying to hit the doctor. The doctor saved my life." But the doctor is satisfied with his in service. So the Lord, it's His nature to be merciful. He's full of mercy. Shivataya. Greatest quality of the Lord, according to Vaishnavas, is His Jivadaya, His mercy upon the living entities. Now, it may not appear that way. People like Maharaj asked yesterday, Prabhupada, that's a standard question that people question. If God is so merciful and if God is all-powerful, then how can we reconcile so much suffering that's going on in the world? That suffering that the living entities go through is just a mini blip of time in comparison to eternity. And it's, as the saying goes, the father says to the son before he spanks him, you know what spank means?
Yeah.
Who's translating? You got it, translate. Spank?
Yeah.
Before he spanks me, he says, son, this is going to hurt me more than it's hurting you. And the son has a hard time accepting that. But the father really means it. It does hurt him more. So sometimes the Lord tries everything. But when the living entities are so stubborn, they won't accept any good advice, then He allows His material energy to chastise them. But that chastisement, they have another saying, tough love. It's love. It's love of the Lord. Maya dakshina kriti surite sachada achanam etana nena kamteya jagati parivartati. She's working under His direction. We have here Chandrasekhar Prabhu of the ISKCON prison ministry. So there's so many people who have to go to prison. And the government doesn't like to do it. It's not that the government gets some sadistic pleasure out of seeing people incarcerated and suffering. It's actually mercy, so they can be rectified. And if not rectified, if a person has a horrible disease, it may be a little painful, it may be bitter medicine, and the treatment may be a little, cause some disturbance to the patient. But the reward is so much greater because the disease is cured and the person can live a very long, happy life free from the disease. So Krishna wants us to live not just long, but eternally. In our Satchidananda, disease-free bodies in the spiritual world. So, but in order to do that, in order to be with the Lord, we have to be pure. We have to be free from contamination, free from lust, anger, and greed, and all the other things. So a little bit of austerity or punishment is required. And the Lord just gives that punishment. But it's definitely done out of love. He's not. The atheists say, I cannot believe in a God that allows so much suffering to go on. So therefore, there's no God. But that's not logical. Actually, there is God, and He's taking care of His children. And someday, living entities will be thankful for that. Another story of my youth, when I was even younger. We were walking down by the beach in Los Angeles, and we were crossing the Pacific Coast Highway. And I was holding my grandmother's hand. And we were in the crosswalk. Cars go very fast there. And this one car, he didn't stop for the pedestrians in the crosswalk. And being a little child and not being very attentive to what I was doing, I was dawdling out into the street. And my grandmother, who was quite strong, she yanked back my arm so hard that I cried. It was very painful, and I didn't forgive her for a long time. And at one point, it was explained to me why she did it. She did it to save my life. Had she not pulled me so hard, I would have been run over by the car. So I thank her for that in whatever little way I can. But the Lord is so grateful for any service rendered. He reciprocates unlimitedly. Don't think that He's not mindful of what has been done. Some examples are given. A fruit seller. A little baby Krishna with his grains of rice or whatever he was bartering. She gave him her best fruits free. And when she looked back at her basket of fruits, they'd become invaluable jewels. That's just a little sign of His gratefulness. But the real sign of His gratefulness is He gives Himself. But He only gives Himself to pure devotees. He doesn't give Himself. He doesn't give bhakti. The word giving Himself means giving bhakti. He engages them in devotional service. And as it says in this verse, when He gives devotional service, He becomes purchased. I wrote a letter once to Prabhupada asking about the festival called Pushpabhisheka. And Prabhupada wrote back and explained that it's a festival, Pushpabhisheka Yatra. He said, one day the gopis decided, today we shall decorate Krishna. And because Krishna was just a toy in the hands of the gopis, they decided to dress Him as they like, decorate Him as they like. Because He's just a toy in their hands. Because they're so devoted to Him, they'll do whatever they like. We should always remember that the Lord is grateful. He's got something wonderful in store for us that will make the sufferings that we may feel that we're undergoing seem insignificant. And it will definitely be better than we expected. Because how much, if we had our choice, we asked for something that we thought would give us pleasure, what would we ask for? We'd probably ask for something paltry, like the lady who was carrying sticks on her head, and the bundle of sticks fell, and she was crying. She's praying to God. God came and said, "What can I do for you?" She said, "Can you help me put this bundle of sticks back on my head?" Such a paltry request. He was ready to give her anything she wanted. And she asked for a load to be put on her head. So that's something like what we would ask for if we had the chance. So luckily, Krishna doesn't listen to all of our thoughts. He knows what's best for us. He doesn't just give us, or the devotees, shall we say, He doesn't just give the devotees what they think they require, but He gives much more. So we will not be disappointed in the love and reciprocation of the Lord. He gives Himself. What could be more valuable than Krishna? What could compare? He gives Himself to the devotees.
Purport. All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of His devotee. Why is this? Because the devotee is anyabhilashita shunya. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve Him best. Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord is extremely favorable to the devotees. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payeche Ke Ba. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified Himself as Gopi Bhartu Parakamalayor Dasa 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 Anudasa. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, Chapter 13, Text 80. Thus He instructed us to become not directly servants of Krishna, but servants of the servant of Krishna. Devotees like Brahma, Narada, Vyasadeva, and Shukdev Goswami are directly servants of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyasadeva, and Shukadeva, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasada. If one very sincerely serves the spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly.
questions? Or comments? Yes.
I have a very personal question. I just would like to know from you how it feels to be in an old rotten body. Maybe you don't want to answer about this, but it's something I just would like to know.
Nothing alone is not that rotten. Could be a lot worse. I can have the body of a worm. Worms can't chant. Worms can't hear very well. Worms generally don't take the sodden. Worms rarely get the opportunity to associate with the bodies. Worms generally aren't allowed in the temple. They can't even see the bodies. I have some benefits. Could be a lot worse. It's a token. When we consider what we've done, how many animals we caused harm to, how many people, humans we caused harm to, how many horrible thoughts, or the list goes on and on. How many sinful deeds we committed. Just like, for example, it says if one eats a cow or part of a cow, it has to take birth from the body of a cow and be slaughtered 30 times as there are hairs in the back of the cow. That's horrible. How many hairs are on the back of a cow? Millions. So millions of lifetimes of being born and slaughtered. So it's just a token. Of course, we have to keep reminding ourselves that. But that's why the scriptures are there, to tell us, to remind us. And those of us who saw Prabhupada in his last days, when he was practically just skin and bone, his body, and Prabhupada was traveling to give Krishna consciousness to us, to save us. So we get some inspiration from Prabhupada's perfect example. All right? Other
questions? Vaishnava Kira, Bhaktisiddhanta, ima jedno mesto gde Bhaktisiddhanta kaže da ujutru treba istući štapom, a uveče na neki drugi način. A me interesuje tačno šta to znači.
In the book Vaishnavake, Shloka Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explains that the mind should be treated in the morning, actually beaten with sticks, and in the evening with something else. So my question is, what exactly does that mean?
Other than something else with shoes. It means it's difficult to pinpoint the mind because it's very subtle. But the point is, don't trust the mind. Don't let the mind go away. Chanchalam Himana Krishna Mahanti Balavajidam Tasyaham Nikahamanya. Why are you so discouraged? Arjuna said, I can't control the mind. So the best process to control the mind is mantra. Mantra is to deliver the mind, control the mind. So morning chant in the evening, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And don't be too affectionate to the mind. Sometimes one has to be very strict with the mind. It's like a child. Again, using the example of the parents and the child. Parents love the child, but if they think, oh, my child's playing near the freeway, it's a little dangerous. In fact, it's very dangerous, but I don't want to interfere with my child's play. So let the child play. And the ball goes on the freeway and the child goes and... So that type of liberality is not welcome, because the child has no intelligence. And the mind, under the influence of the multi-determined nature, has no intelligence, doesn't know what to do. We don't just trust our mind. Whatever I think, whatever I feel, whatever I want, no. Everything should be confirmed. Even if it's something spiritual, we should check with spiritual authorities, higher authorities, to be sure that I'm on the right track. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an example himself. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he wouldn't go to Vrindavan without asking his seniors, Dvaita Acharya and the other Vaishnavas, for permission. He asked them for permission, and they wouldn't give him permission. He said, you can go after Athiyatra. Then he asked after Athiyatra, you can go after Dholiyatra. You can go after... He kept putting him off. I think he was put off for years. But he wouldn't go. He wouldn't take that independence, even though it was a wonderful desire to go to Vrindavan. So that's my understanding of what that means. That reminds me, since you mentioned Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I want to go back to the first question, and they had a little footnote. I was reading a quote by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was in ill health in his latter days. And he said, I'm doing the best I can, I'm doing service. But even if the body becomes unusable, if I become completely unable to use the body at all, at least I can think of the Lord. So that gives solace also. It's also remembrance, smarana, meditation. We can meditate on the Lord even if we can't see or hear or walk or whatever. There's always some way we can remember Krishna. Yes?
Prošle godine sam ti postavio jedno pitanje i rekao si da karma ili loše posljedice djelatnosti ne mogu da se prenose sa jedne osobe na drugu.
Every year, yes.
Okay, So Maharaj, last year I asked you a question whether karma can be transferred from one person to another. And you told me that karma cannot be transferred from one person to another. That's what you answered to me.
A u ovom primjeru danas, iz današnje lekcije koju si dao, vidi se da osoba može biti oslobođena loše karme ili loše posljedica pod utjecajem druge osobe. A ta druga osoba mora biti čisti bhakta i sama svevišnja božanska ličnost.
But in an example that you have given today, in today's example, you explained that one can be free or liberated from karma under the impact or influence of another person, but that person has to be a pure devotee or supreme personality of Godhead.
Da li možeš da objasniš sličnosti i razlike o nemogućnosti prenošenja loše karme i da se dobra karma može dobiti pod utjecajem druge osobe ili svešće?
Could you please explain the similarities or differences of impossibilities of transferring karma from one person to another, or possibilities of receiving good karma by the mercy of pure devotees or supreme personality of God?
And Krishna says, Sarvadharma Vijaja Mami Kamshana Namraja Om Tam Sarvapapibhyo Kamshana Chamamashita. If one surrenders to Krishna, he's freed from all his karma. He's freed from all his sinful reactions. And in line with today's verse, if one surrenders to a devotee, actually Krishna considers him even more dear to him. He says, one who claims to be my devotee directly, I don't accept as my devotee. But one who claims to be the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. So yes, one can be absolved of karma by the mercy of the Lord or his devotees.
Maharaj, htio bih postaviti jedno pitanje. Da li sve ono što nam se događa u životu zapravo su darovi koji su namijenjeni nama? I
Maharaj, my question is everything that happens to us actually can be considered a gift to us and
darovi koji su kao posljedica naših stavova i djelovanja.
And those gifts can be considered as consequences of our attitude or deeds.
I zapravo bez obzira kakvi ti darovi jesu, trebali bi imati zahvalnost prema njima. Ne pitanje.
And actually, regardless of our attitude or deeds, we should have gratitude towards them.
As when one takes a devotional service, generally the devotee, you may think that it's due to my bad karma, my past misdeeds, that I'm getting some reactions, or it's Krishna's mercy. Ultimately, Krishna is the permitter, so nothing happens outside of his jurisdiction. So for the devotee, even if the karma apparently is accruing and now it's fructifying, like the fan, when one takes a devotional service, it's like pulling the plug out of the fan.
The blades continue to go around, but they're going slow. They're not, they're reducing. Tatena kampam susmikshamana unjana evama kutam vipakam tadbhag vipurvir vidyadam namaste jivete yom mukti sadeh today is satayapa. This is a very nice verse about how a devotee goes on tolerating the sufferings due to his past misdeeds. But all the while in his heart, he's praying to the Lord with heartfelt prayers. And he goes on serving. And Krishna says, for such a person, he's definitely going to reach the highest perfection, just like a good son will inherit the wealth of the father. I think that summarizes the mood of a pure devotee about how things should be taken. Yes.
Small comment. The greatest gift of Krishna is to bring us into association with pure devotee and devotees. Everything else is just a preparation for that and inspiration to take, to appreciate the gift of the association of devotees that Krishna is giving us. All the pain and suffering is just meant to help us become more appreciative and take more shelves of Krishna and his devotees.
Thank you. Any other?
We often heard that to reach the goal of life, we should follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions in our lives. What does really mean to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and act in the spirit of the world?
Question, but whose opinions are discipline is the first qualification of a disciple. So, first obedience is when one takes initiation, promises a chant 16 rounds a day at least. And you'll follow the four regulative principles. And then the rest, so many other instructions are given in Prabhupada's books. So following Prabhupada's instructions, he's given so many instructions in his books, 10 offenses to avoid, push on the Sankirtan movement, rise early in the morning, keep cool, take only prasad. So many instructions. Try to do all of them as best we can. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
He's calling us Dhanavir Maharaj.